The winners of Squamish's most hardcore trail running ultramarathon have emerged, with local residents taking first place in numerous event divisions. The Squamish 50, which took place from August 20 to 21 this year, gives people from all over the world a chance to participate in either a 23-kilometer, 50-kilometer, 50-mile, or 50-to-50 race, with the lattermost being a 50-kilometer and 50-mile race combined. For the 50-mile event, the winner in the men's category was a Squamish resident. John Dean took first with a time of 8 hours 18 minutes and 5 seconds. Two Calgarians made second and third place. Kevin Biggs took second with a time of 8 hours 24 minutes and 13 seconds and Joran Titus was third with a time of 8 hours 32 minutes and 11 seconds. For the women, the winner was Priscilla Forgie of Edmonton, who crossed the finish line at 8 hours 44 minutes and 30 seconds. Vancouver's Kat Drew was next up with a time of 9 hours 8 minutes and 10 seconds. Samantha Drove of North Vancouver was next with a time of 9 hours 48 minutes and 36 seconds. For the 50-kilometer event, the winner in the men's category was Squamish's Nick Elson. He took home the gold with a time of 4 hours 48 minutes and 5 seconds. Joshua Potvan of North Vancouver was next, crossing the finish at 5 hours 11 minutes and 46 seconds. In third was another Squamish resident, Brendan Erlocker, who finished 5 hours 24 minutes and 40 seconds. In the women's category, Jenny Quilty of Abbotsford took the gold at 5 hours 44 minutes and 20 seconds. Squamish's Alicia Woodside took silver at 6 hours 6 minutes and 42 seconds. Heather Gallagher was third with a time of 6 hours 8 minutes and 53 seconds. For the 23-kilometer event, local Alexander Ricard clinched gold in the men's division with a time of 1 hour 41 minutes and 36 seconds, giving Squamish another win. Brendan Hunt, another Squamish resident, was second with a time of 1 hour 51 minutes and 22 seconds. James Orr of Collingwood, Ont, was third with a time of 2 hours 2 minutes and 45 seconds. In the women's division, Squamish's Kaylee McChrystal took the win with a time of 2 hours 5 minutes and 39 seconds. Anne-Marie Madden of Vancouver took second with a time of 2 hours 10 minutes and 46 seconds. Third place went to Izzy Lynch of Revelstoke, who clocked in at 2 hours 21 minutes and 2 seconds. Finally, for the grueling 50-to-50 event, the winner in the men's division was John Dean of Squamish, coming in with a time of 14 hours 6 minutes and 14 seconds. Up next was Surrey's Simon Widman, who arrived at the finish at 14 hours 21 minutes and 12 seconds. Finally, John Maxwell of Snohomish, WA, was third with a time of 15 hours 20 minutes and 54 seconds. The winner in the women's division was Priscilla Forgie, who took first, punching the clock at 15 hours 13 minutes and 0 seconds. Christina Mosley of Issaquah, WA, took second with a time of 18 hours 29 minutes and 11 seconds. Saskatoon's Mandy Curry was third after crossing the finish line at 18 hours 38 minutes and 7 seconds. There were also three new all-time records set this year. Nick Elson of Squamish set a new men's benchmark for the 50-kilometer event at 4 hours 48 minutes and 5 seconds, while Alexander Ricard, another local, raised a new bar for the men's 23-kilometer at 1 hour 41 minutes and 36 seconds. Finally, for the signature 50-to-50 event, Edmonton's Priscilla Forgie clocked in a time of 15 hours 13 minutes and 0 seconds, which has become the new standard for the women's division.